Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan.
Don't say anything to incriminate yourself, y'all. I'm just playing.
Not in this juncture.
Right. Maybe when we all get together, we could, you know, tell stories about
stuff. As of recording right now, I cannot say things that would be incriminating.
No, I'm always like, are we done? Are we still recording? Yes. Okay. If we're recording, I'm not saying anything.
Right.
There's a podcast that I've fallen in love with recently called Cult Podcast. That is the whole name of it. It's just Cult Podcast.
Yeah.
And they'll say things and they're like, please don't isolate any of this audio. And it just makes me giggle every time.
Because,
what we can do when we take words out of context or sentences out of context.
Especially on text, you know. Texting and highest sort of, you know, communication, really. So.
Although now with AI, I don't think I know anything.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, okay. Are we ready to go?
I'm good.
Ready.
All right. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody! It's J A C, and welcome back to the Winning Words Fail Music Speaks podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your professional handicap host, James Cox, And even though my voice has a frog in it, I am not the voice of Scooter from the Muppets. I don't know what's wrong with my voice.
Are you sick? Are you sick?
No, not at all.
I'm
100% fine.
Okay.
It's just my voice.
Good. All of y'all been sick.
Go to a concert last night, but I did not sing at all. You know, because, you know, but this, I don't know what's wrong with me, man. You know.
Well, I hope you feel better, buddy.
I see Misa next to my future, so thank you.
Yes, yeah. Bless. Yeah. Peace and blessings. Exactly. I'm commonly referred to as the loudest guy in the room, but only when I'm playing the drums and not when I'm hacking up the lung because I'm finally well. I am your endless source of useless music knowledge. My name is Blake Mosley, a.k.a. Brosley, a.k.a. Emo Bemo.
Emo Bemo.
Yeah.
That's right. And then there's me, Amanda Dolan. I may not know the name of the song, the artist, or the album like the other guys here, but chances are I will sing along loudly, proudly, and poorly. Just ask my kids. They'll also tell you that I'm not a regular mom. I'm the carpool mom.
Carpool mom. Okay. All right. Tell us about carpooling.
You know, carpool is always interesting because when you have other people's kids in your car, right? Like there's a little anxiety of like, oh, I hope I don't. Get in a wreck or
naturally, yes,
hurt any children. And then also it can be frustrating because they're like, oh my God, kid, get out of the house. Like, let's go because like, I've got my kids. We're going to be late. I've got it. Let's go. But now like there's no horn honking because that doesn't work. You text the kid.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So yeah, like there's that. And then there was one time that I was in a car accident with another in my car, but not my fault, and it was very minor. But there's nothing quite like making that phone call to another parent and being like, everyone's fine.
Yeah.
You always have to start with everyone's fine. Everything's fine.
Everyone's fine. Are you sitting down?
We got hit by a motorcycle while we were at a stoplight.
Yeah.
We were stopped. He hit us. Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
Gotta reiterate that everyone's fine.
You gotta say that like 87 times, and then you're good. But yeah,
attached. Right? Yeah, blood still inside of their body. Everyone's fine.
Everyone's fine.
No,
except my car.
Yeah.
And what's wild is that in that accident, like this woman, she was learning how to drive a motorcycle, and I don't know much about motorcycles, but it was a new motorcycle. She was new. It was, you know, like 90 degrees outside because Texas in April, and she didn't have gloves on. And so she went to brake, but her hand slipped off the brake and she throttled right into the back of my car.
Man.
Her motorcycle, totally fine.
Right.
She was totally fine.
But your
back
car.
The car.
But my car, not so much.
Yeah, I would figure that you would learn to drive a motorcycle on like a dirt track or something first. Right.
Well, she was pretty, like, she had been. This was their first day, like, on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of felt bad for her because she did not want to be on the road.
Right.
But her husband was kind of forcing her to do it, and he was getting mad at her. And so it was like
peer pressure, y'all. Don't do it.
Yeah, peer pressure is not cool.
If you don't want to do something, don't do it. Just unless you absolutely have to, like, you know, breathe.
You have to breathe. I don't think that requires peer pressure because, I mean,
Think about it, just does that.
So. Naturally. Oh, okay. So here's a weird question for y'all.
Okay.
What odd items do y'all mix with your food? Like, cause I eat ketchup with my eggs. Is that weird to y'all, or do y'all do that?
Huh? I've seen a lot of people do that. I do not do that, but I've seen a lot of people do that. So I don't find that too weird.
I have a weird concoction for y'all, but it's great because after the show. I mean, my friends went to this like little bar thing. I don't know what it's called right now, but I had the Elvis burger.
Hey, okay, cool.
And it had peanut butter jelly on a burger. I never had it before.
I have seen that,
and it was so good, y'all. It wasn't like in your face peanut butter. I mean, there's hints of it. You know, it's not like overwhelming. So it was so good. You know, because Elvis liked peanut butter on his with banana, so they're like, why don't we add peanut butter to burgers? And it was so good.
Yeah, he was notorious for a peanut butter and banana sandwich. In fact, yeah. I think that was like one of his last meals.
Yep.
Butter and banana sandwich.
And I think he grilled like it.
Five of them. Yeah, he grilled it.
He grilled a banana. He
like five of them at a time.
Yeah. I'm going to also go, though, with something that's peanut butter. But peanut butter and candied jalapeno sandwiches.
Tell me more.
Yeah,
so candied jalapeno, you know, like you get the basically pickled jalapenos. So they're not super spicy, but a little spicy. But then they're candied, so it's got that sweet, and then there's a bit of crunch going on with like the pickle or the, you know, the jalapeno.
Yeah.
And then it's got that spicy, sweet, creamy. I don't know. It's really awesome.
That sounds good.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So yeah, that makes. I don't know how weird that is, but it's maybe it is weird.
I think it sounds great. I don't really do anything. I don't put like strange like condiments or anything on food, although I'm not opposed to ketchup. Like I know it's like a sin, but like ketchup on like steak I know is like a big no-no, but like I used to do that when I was a kid.
Okay.
And like,
have you ever had ketchup with your meat?
I don't do it now. Yeah, because like I'm kind of like I'm under the mindset that like if you cook a steak right, you don't need any sauce whatsoever. Like no need for A1.
Agreed.
But like I used to eat, like we used to have like frozen chicken patties, and like I would make like chicken sandwiches with them. And for some reason I really like to put ketchup on those. And I know that's like another like maybe a no-no because it's like grilled chicken breast and then like ketchup, but I thought it was good.
Ketchup is all accepted to me. If I love ketchup. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
But like chicken nuggets, you put ketchup on chicken nuggets. It can't be, you know.
Right.
Same idea.
I put ketchup on my meatloaf. I don't know if that's weird to y'all, but I mean,
that's totally normal.
I think they do. I think that's part of the recipe, actually.
Okay. My vegan recipe, it is.
Right. Yeah,
but yeah, you know me, I don't eat. Yeah. I eat weird food. It's okay.
I've been told that I don't have taste buds by multiple people because they're like, how do you eat some of the things that you eat? And I don't really know the answer to that. I like trying, like if you tell me like a candy is weird in some way, or like this food is weird, like it's made differently or whatever, I'm always like, let me try it. I want to try it. I want to see how it is.
And you're like it's always good.
Cat,
right?
Yeah. Like cat poop coffee. Have y'all ever heard of that?
No.
Say that one more time.
So it's not called cat poop coffee, but essentially that's what it is. Okay. So what they do, and I forgot where, like a friend of mine lived in Abu Dhabi for a long time, and it may be where it comes from. I'm not exactly sure on that. But what they do is they feed coffee beans to cats, right? Okay. So then like the way that it goes through the cat's digestive system, when they poop it out, now obviously they clean it off. It's not like I'm eating cat poop. It's just the beans have gone through their digestive system.
That's how it gets the fruit off of the bean. Right.
And it makes it super rich and just very, very good. Like I was all for it.
I feel like I've heard of this, but it was like bat or something.
Yeah.
But bat poop coffee. I'm just not, you know, like I like coffee sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely more of a tea kind of drinker.
But you love Bones Coffee.
I do. Well,
you can go to bonescoffee.com and use our discount code
Music Speaks.
I forgot what it was. Music Speaks for 10% off.
And you can.
Like both of you all have Bones Coffee mugs happening right now.
Yeah, all the time.
I
need to order.
I feel left out
because these are. I wonder what kind of glasses these are, Blake. Because we need to get them from the Windward.
Those are cool. I like those. Yeah,
those kind of look like I don't know, but they are really cool. I will say that some of the flavored coffee, I really do.
Oh, by the way, this is the banana flavor, y'all. I'm
bananas Foster. That's a good
one. My god, dude.
Yeah,
You like bananas, Amanda?
I don't know if I'd like it in my coffee. There's a caramel one, I think, that is the.
You're gonna.
I like that, and
you're gonna love this
dark chocolate or a chocolate something. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about bananas and coffee. Although now that I'm thinking about it,
it works.
Might actually be really good.
Bananas Foster's coffee is really, really good. Really
good. It works.
Darn it, now I'm going to have to order.
Do that.
So even though Mr. Bruce Lee Emo Mimo is wearing one of my favorite bands of all time on his shirt, we are talking about another artist. And I thank you guys from the idea from our resident Ghostbuster, did you not?
Honestly, offense to Jeff, but Jeff was the furthest thing from my mind.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't mean that in an offensive way, but Jeff, I was not thinking of you when I did this, but I think Jeff might have suggested this, right?
He did mention it.
Sorry.
Yeah. So we're sorry, Jeff. Yeah.
Whoops.
Even though you agreed with Amanda that one time, I'm not holding anything against you, you know?
Yeah.
But he agreed with you another time.
Yeah, so he's equal opportunity as he is. So yes, we do love our Jeff.
Yeah. And Jeff's really good with like AI, photo generated images. He's been doing this like really fun thing on Facebook where he's putting like lyrics to songs in and like getting people to guess what the song is, based on the photo. And like, I got like two or three of them, but like some of them were really, really hard.
Really tough. Yeah.
Really cool. He's very, proficient in the AI generated, world. So anyway, Jeff, thank you for your contributions. But I'm sorry, I was not thinking of you whenever I did this. I was more so thinking about the fact that we just had this, you know, just had the Grammys. Like the Grammys really haven't been a big thing in like forever. But like this was a big deal. Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs doing Fast Car together. For so many different reasons. Like it was the first time that Tracy Chapman had done any like a live television performance in like a decade or whatever. So it was like a big comeback for her. Like the song has been making a big comeback recently because of things like TikTok and everything else. Like it's so funny to watch these songs that were hits just so long ago and like songs from our youth. And then like seeing the youth of today being like, oh, I love this song. Like,
were
it's
you
just
even born when this song was released?
No. I was not, okay, but I remembered the song whenever I was a child. I do remember the song, but yes, it was released before I was even born. And like now it's making a comeback. It's
huge
just,
comeback.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
Me and Amanda was 8 years old when this came out.
I remember this is my memory is, so when I was a senior in high school, we could go off campus for lunch at the school I went to. So my friend Megan and I, we would go have lunch together and we would listen to this album, one of our favorites, while we were driving around. And so like that is my memory of this song really is driving around and Megan's, I want to say it was a 1987 Toyota Corolla.
Oh, good. Great car.
Yes. And it was of course a tape, right? It was not, there was not a CD player. Yeah. It was a tape. It's a great memory that I have of like that time in my life and that friend who still know, and we met in 1985. So we met before this song was released.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so just, you know, God, 40, almost 40 years of friendship. That is a long time.
It's so cool to see like, again, that it makes a comeback, but like now, you know, now it brings back these memories, like a fond memory that you had every time you hear it. And that's what's so cool about just music in general is it can take you back to a place that was just like a time in your life. It's not always a positive thing, but it can take you back to really positive things and make you reflect on like either how far you've come or like reflect on better days and like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen this friend in so long. I'm going to reach out to him because I heard this song today and it reminds me of like the summer that we spent together or whatever, you know, it's fun.
That's such a music thing, right? Just it brings all of us together in ways that memories, feelings, emotions. How I often talk with people is like, I don't have the words, but here's the song.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
right.
When words fail.
When words fail.
That's the name of my podcast.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, it is? I missed that.
You missed the note.
Missed it. Whoops. Yeah, why don't we get into it? If it's not obvious, we're going to be talking about the song Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. What a hit and what a comeback that it has made here recently. What a great story that it has as well. So let's dive into it. So Fast Car is a song by American singer-songwriter Tracy Chapman, released on April 6th, 1988 by Elektra, as the lead single from her self-titled debut studio album, released also in 1988. So Chapman's appearance on the Nelson Mandela, and this is where it like really took off. Chapman's appearance on the Nelson Mandela 70th birthday tribute helped the song become a top 10 hit in the United States, reaching number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. And in the United Kingdom, it reached number 5 on the UK singles chart in 1988. Fast Car received 3 Grammy Award nominations for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance, the latter of which it won. It also received an MTV Video Music Award nomination for Best Female Video in 1989. Since the release of Chapman's original, the song has had success in 2 electronic dance versions. I didn't know this. By Swedish DJ Tob Talk and British DJ Jonas Blue, as well as a country music cover, as we're going to get to later, by singer Luke Combs. His version was a number 1 single on the Billboard Hot Country Songs and Country Airplay charts in 2023, and won Chapman the Country Music Association Award for Song of the Year, making her the first Black person to win that award. So big stuff. According to Metro Weekly critic Chris Gerard, Fast Car tells a grittily realistic story of a working poor woman, trying to escape the cycle of poverty, set to folk rock music. The song's arrangement was described by Orlando Sentinel writer Tom Duffy as quote unquote subtle folk rock, while Billboard magazine's Gary Trust deemed the song a folk pop song. Folk is such a hard word for me to say for some reason. Like I feel like I overemphasize the L in it, and I probably shouldn't. Folk pop. I don't know what I'm doing. Dave Marsh said that it was perhaps an quote optimistic folk rock narrative, whose characters are in a homeless shelter. So yeah, one of the things I love about that song, or any song in general, that just paints a picture. It just like visually gives you something to kind of reflect on while you listen to it. So Elektra Records released Fast Car on April 6, 1988, one day after the parent album, self-titled Tracy Chapman. That June, Chapman appeared at the Nelson Mandela 70th birthday tribute concert. And again, this is like where
Both of you all are muted.
Blake. Can you?
Am I good? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Start with Elektra Records released.
Newfangled technology. Okay. So Elektra. Sorry, y'all. Okay. Elektra Records released Fast Car on April 6th, 19. Sorry. All right. I got a screenshot for you to send.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start it. Elektra Records released Fast Car on April 6, 1988, one day after the parent album Tracy Chapman. That June, Chapman appeared at the Nelson Mandela 70th birthday tribute concert, where she was scheduled to sing just 3 songs. Just before surprise guest Stevie Wonder walked on stage, he learned that his keyboard's floppy disk had gone missing. Not the floppy disk. My God.
I love the floppy disk.
I remember those.
I wonder how many plans to destroy the entire Earth were done on a floppy disk. Do you remember that? Like all the movies and cartoons, it was always like, I've got the end of the world on this floppy disk.
Bam, pinky. And brain.
Yes. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
You're right.
The world. All right.
But my kids once asked like why there is the square for the save button. And I was like, oh.
That's a floppy disk. Young ones. Gather around, children. Let me tell you the story of the floppy disk.
Right.
So the floppy disk goes missing, right? Stevie Wonder is freaking out. He left in a panic, forcing the event organizers to usher Chapman back to the stage with nothing but a microphone and her guitar. As the organizers readied the stage for the following act, Chapman performed Fast Car, and another song, Across the Lines. This performance brought attention to Chapman's music, with sales for Tracy Chapman increasing greatly, enough for it to top the Billboard the Billboard 200 chart on August 27th, 1988. Fast Car itself would reach number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the same week. Mm. That's wild, dude. A simple like mistake, like, oh no, I lost my floppy disk. and then like
floppy disk
contributed to the success that Tracy Chapman would have because of something like that. It's crazy how the world works. I don't believe I believe that everything happens for a reason. I'm a sole believer that yes, things are perfectly orchestrated like that, right? So anyway.
So hold on. Yeah. So going back to the floppy disk. Yeah. You don't remember buying a computer game and it was like 14 floppy disks and you had to physically, you know,
I never played video games on a computer, so I don't remember.
Yeah. That. No.
That's wild. It sounds like Final Fantasy or something where you have to. It's like, I do remember Final Fantasy VII having two discs back in the day.
Yeah.
Because it was just such a big game. So that sounds about right.
Jesus.
So what makes you feel old is like remembering that game from when you were a kid, and then they do like a remaster and it's like,
it's
like better, and you play crap. It and you're like, oh my god, like I am old.
But it's not two discs anymore. It's only
not
like
two discs. Thank God. Discs. Just one. Yeah. we've come so far.
Yes.
So John Tague from NME wrote, Fast Car is a typically well-expressed lament, not for those who have suffered extraordinary circumstances, but for those who escape one form of dead-end existence only to fall into another relative material success without the consolation of dreams for the future. It's a keenly felt depiction of the impossibility of escape, rendered tastefully and gracefully, charming in its simplicity. Rolling Stone ranked Fast Car number 167 on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. So, like, when you compare them like that, it is a big deal. Like, you're going off of 500 songs, and this one's like, it cracked the top 200. It's amazing. It is Chapman's only song on the list and the highest ranking song performed and written solely by a female artist. When Rolling Stone updated the list in 2021, Fast Car was promoted to the 71st spot. So good job. Pitchfork also named it the 86th best song of the 1980s. So big deal, right? Tracy Chapman out here kicking down barriers, doing her thing, winning all kind of awards. Like the first time that a female artist had accomplished something of this nature, first time that a black artist had accomplished something of this nature, a black female artist that had done something so incredible. So
black it's queer amazing. Female artist.
Yes. Like it is amazing. I love it.
Before we move on, I don't know if you guys, it took me a while to realize this, but the first chorus, whatever, is you got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We got to make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way. And it song ends with you got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? Yeah. You got to make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Man. Yeah.
I just think that is there's something poignant about like this. It starts off as us, like we together. And then like you, dude, you or whoever, like you made decisions and now you've got to decide, like, are you going to change or are you going to stay and fix yourself?
Yeah.
No, it's just an interesting thing that I never noticed until recently.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, let's talk about this first band. They're not relatively well known. I did find a little bio here on their Spotify. But we're going to talk, our first band we're going to talk about is a band called Unwell. So let's learn about them real quick. So all five members of Detroit-based band Unwell are driven by one dream: to make an impact beyond the notes of the page. Coming together from various musical backgrounds, spanning the realms of musical theater, post-hardcore, and everything in between, the guys describe their sound as Great Lake State pop punk, a unique blend of evocative lyrics, hard-hitting drums, and guitar leads reminiscent of your Warped Tour emo phase. Since their first single, Tightrope, dropped in 2021, Unwell has proven itself to be a heavy hitter in the next generation of rock acts. Their debut EP, New Moons, is a 7-track collection of songs that paints a picture of the highs and lows of love, life, and friendship. It concludes with their pop goes punk rendition of Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, which has earned over 3 million streams since its release. Now, as a proudly independent band, Unwell shows no signs of slowing down. Their first independent single, Epiphany, debuted at number 3 on the iTunes rock charts, having performed alongside bands such as Alisena, Belmont, Rain City Drive, and Every Avenue. Unwell recently embarked on their first headliner supporting their new album, Trial and Error. With traveling around the country seems to With traveling around the country comes the chance to meet music listeners just like them and hopefully instill a spark in them to live life to the fullest. So pretty inspiring stuff, I would say. But yeah, this is a great cover. Came across it a while ago. Thought it would be a fun one to kind of dive into. So, James, you got that one pulled up. We'll take a listen and see what's up. So this one actually has a music video, too. So if you're watching along on YouTube, we'll be able to take it on together.
I'm not sure if I can get it up, but
I should, jokes on y'all.
I might do like a mass overhaul of like YouTube videos. Just upload one and one and one because I got a lot of them left. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is, y'all. Unwell by Fast Car by Unwell. Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
I'm not afraid to
Okay.
Sorry. Yes, sir. That is great.
That was good. That was really good. Amanda, I'm curious as to what your thoughts are, because you have recently kind of been turned on to some more
pop. It's more like metally, punky. Kind
of. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
So one of the things I struggle with covers is I want something different. I want something unique. And like, I want it to be like, a cover, but you can recognize the original, but it's, you know, the band makes it their own. And this, the band made it their own. Like, it's, you know, and I know it's like, it's something that I could rock out to in the car just as much as the original one. But yeah, I like this far more than I honestly was expecting to. I'm really digging it.
Yeah. Okay. James, what are you thinking?
Two things.
Okay. Two things.
Where's the rest of the band?
Okay. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that.
Another thing, right?
Number two.
I mean, right. You said there's five guys, right?
There's five of them. Yeah. Totally.
We just
had the one.
One and a girl, and I'm not sure if they're together. I don't know. If they hired her, I don't know.
Could be his cousin for all we know.
Possibly, you know, because men do have cousins that are females. So there's that. Okay. So.
Could be kissing cousins. We don't know.
Where are they from? South Carolina? I mean,
Alabama? Wow. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. This
girl.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know.
Good Lord. We all know that's an Alabama thing. So.
I know. I apologize.
Listen.
Or like Arkansas. We love Arkansas. We love Alabama. You know, so don't.
We do love the band Alabama. That is for sure.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. And
yeah.
I was about to be like, if you're in a hurry to get things done, like, you don't have to leave your family reunion to find someone.
Oh, got him.
Coming for you,
Alabama. Coming for you, Alabama.
Sorry.
Amanda's shooting shots at us. Come on, guys.
That's okay. This is coming from the girl that grew up in Kentucky who told someone that they were from Kentucky and they looked at my feet to see if I was wearing shoes.
Oh, that's uncalled.
Yeah.
That is not. Okay.
That's worse than what you did.
So
we love you, Amanda. So you can.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
if you want to, here, you know. So, yeah. But another thing is, I really like the song. I really do. But it's kind of okay. So when he screamed or yelled that one verse, I kind of think that he needed to take it back to his original singing voice. You know, that
I agree. I think that was too much.
Yeah, sure. It really didn't. Besides that, wonderful cover.
Great.
Wonderful cover.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, here's my thoughts. I've liked the cover for a long time. And because that was like an old cover before I got really sick of, like, you know, the TikTok trend of being like, oh, we're going to do a pop punk cover of literally every song you think of.
Right.
Now, I had never watched the music video for this until a couple of minutes ago. Right. And there's a lot of ick in the music video, a lot of it. I was a little cringy watching this guy kind of like just flail around on the beach by himself. I agree. That is what bothered me most is the rest of the band was not in the official music video that they made for their cover. Just the singer. I don't know if that was intentional. I don't know if it's an ego thing. I don't know all the details, but he's all by himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's wearing the open shirt with the rolled up sleeves, like flexing almost. Like that is the vibe that I got, is like, this guy really likes how he looks. And he's a good looking dude, right? So he's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
He can sing, makes for a great front man.
Let's get the Amanda. Do you think he's good looking or no?
Yeah, what do you think? You think he's good looking?
I mean, he's a child.
He is a child.
That too, so, I mean, we want to be real careful with this. Yeah.
All right.
Never mind.
If I was much younger, like 20 years younger, like he would be attractive. But in that, like, you don't come at me because I don't know that this is what you are or anything. You look like the typical, like,
douchebag.
Trying to politically correct say douchebag. Yeah, I was trying
douchebag.
To.
Yeah, that's, let's
okay.
say it.
It's okay.
What he looks like. That. He does. Yeah. Yes, he does.
I don't know anything about him. I don't know that's what, like,
right.
He probably isn't that, but the, like, Like that's the what he looks like, and that is not always attractive.
So he reminds me of the kind of guy who like goes to Planet Fitness and like does all the things that Planet Fitness doesn't want you to do.
Right.
Like yelling while you're working out, taking selfies in the bathrooms. Like there's signs everywhere that say this is a no selfie zone. And he does it anyway. Probably posts a lot of pictures of himself. I don't know who this guy is. Yeah. And we're ragging on him. And like we don't.
We're not really ragging on him. We're ragging on like the way that he looks, and not even the way he looks, really, just like the vibe that he gives. Yeah, the way he looks. But again, we don't know anything about him. That's just
the
stereotype.
He's probably like the sweetest, nicest guy ever made, but you know, we're just
he could be. Him. And you know what? Maybe we'll be able to get him on the show one day and we can like get to know him and be like, oh my god, this guy's great.
Yeah, we're sorry that we dogged you out.
Sorry that we're dogging on you right now. Because that also could be the choice of whoever directed the music video. I was thinking that. I was like, if I were in the director's chair for this music video, I would not have done the whole like, all right, I want you two to stand on the beach and dance with each other.
Yeah,
and also want the shot where you're standing in front of the lake and you're just dancing by yourself and like kind of flailing around. I would have put the band at least put the band on the beach with him. Give him a microphone because you can tell he's not really sure what to do with his hands. That happens a lot for front men who are not like who don't play instruments. Right. Like you're filming a music video. And they can't even like hold a microphone in front of their face. So they're just literally just up there, hands free, not really sure what to do. And that's the vibe that I got. So the video, I was not a fan of. I think the rest of the band should have been in there because the band's incredible. I mean, drummer's great. Guitarists were great. Everything was really tight. Sounded perfect. But they're nowhere to be found. And it's just him kind of awkwardly dancing in front of the beach with this girl who's also kind of like just going along with it. So we'll move on from this now. I think the song's great. The video is a little cringy. So
I think we dogged him out too much.
We did. I'm so sorry. I don't know who this guy is. I'm so sorry.
Now, okay.
All right. Poor guy.
Yeah, he's
all right.
It's right now.
So now let's do this then. Let's move on to the cover that everybody knows and talk about Luke Combs real quick. So Luke Albert Combs, born March 2nd, 1990, is an American country music singer and songwriter. Born and raised in North Carolina. All right, cool. He began performing as a child. After dropping out of college to pursue a career in music, he moved to Nashville, where he released his debut EP, which was titled The Way That She Rides, in 2014. In 2017, he released his debut album, This One's For You, which reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot the Billboard 200. His second album, What You See Is What You Get, was released on November 8th, 2019, and topped the charts in multiple territories, becoming his first to do so. Excuse me. His music has earned him 3 Grammy Award nominations, 2 iHeartRadio Music Awards, 4 Academy of Country Music Awards, and 6 Country Music Association Awards, including the 2021 and 2022 Entertainer of the Year Award. Which is their highest honor. He released a version of the song on his 2023 album, Getting Old, and referring to Fast Car. It was sent to U.S. Top 40 and Hot AC Radio as the second single from the album, making it the first time that Combs has had a song sent to contemporary hit radio, as well as his first single that did not have a hand in writing. Combs' version uses most of Chapman's original lyrics, including the line, I work in the market as a checkout girl. So Combs' manager, Chris Cappy, told Billboard magazine, quote, Luke is a songwriter, too, and Tracy is one of his favorite artists. So his goal was to never change the song. His goal was to honor the perfection that it is, and changing the gender never crossed his mind. In an interview with Billboard, Chapman spoke favorably of Combs and his rendition of Fast Car, stating, quote, I never expected to find myself on the country charts, but I'm honored to be there. I'm happy for Luke and his success and grateful that new fans have found and embraced Fast Car, unquote. According to Billboard, Chapman earned about $500,000 in publishing royalties in the first few months of the release. That's pretty good. Yeah. Whenever Combs' version of Fast Car hit number 1 on the country airplay chart in July of 2023, Chapman became the first black woman to score a country number 1 with a solo composition. at the 57th Annual Country Music Association Awards. In November of 2023, Chapman notably became the first Black woman to ever win a CMA award, winning Song of the Year for Fast Car, which also made her the first Black songwriter to ever win that award. In February of 2024, Chapman performed the song with Combs at the 66th Annual Grammy Awards in her first televised live performance in 9 years. So, again, all these big things happening regarding the song. And I think it's great. Boundaries getting just knocked down and obliterated. And I think it's really cool that Luke Combs was like, I love this song and I love Tracy so much. I'm not going to change a thing. I'm going to keep the lyrics exactly how it is. Not going to adjust it for gender or anything like that. So pretty big deal.
Because a lot of original artists don't like it when other artists change their stuff.
They don't.
That Luke did not touch anything.
Absolutely. He did a great job of honoring the legacy that is that song. And if you guys haven't seen the live performance of Fast Car from the Grammys, it is like, it'll bring tears to your eyes because you can tell, like, looking at Luke Combs and how he, like, I mean, he's just enamored with the opportunity to be able to perform that song with her. And you can tell he's just like, he has so much respect for her and respect for the song. It's just, gives me chills.
And you can see, like, just the joy on her face of, like, being on that stage.
Right.
Yeah.
Having that song that she wrote forever ago that still, like, resonates with so many of us.
Yeah.
Today.
Right.
It's
just,
it's beautiful. And yes, it's an amazing performance.
Yeah.
So let me know that this is my first time hearing this song ever. I knew we were going to do this, but I completely forgot to tell you all about it. So this is my first time raw reaction here, guys.
So it's hold up. Are you? Huh? You have not heard Luke Combs' version of this?
No.
Really? Oh my Lord. I figured you, of all people, had heard this version.
I know, because Luke Combs is like my all-time, you know, second favorite guy compared to Chris Stapleton. But but I knew we were going to do this sometime, but I totally forgot to bring it up to you and Amanda.
Okay, I'm so
I'm even more excited now.
Yeah.
I know. I thought you were joking. I was like, he's
100%
serious.
True. I'm not, I don't lie to anybody.
All right, well, you're in for a treat, man. It is good.
Oh, it's so good.
All right.
There's no music video. That's what sucks. There's live videos, and I almost went with the live version. The studio version is just a lot cleaner. So let's go with that.
Okay, here is Fast Car by Luke Combs in 3, 2, 1.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. To cross the border and into the city, and you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves, still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Oof, man.
All right.
All right, Mr. Luke Combs fan. What's your initial reaction to that?
My initial reaction?
Yes.
First of all, I saw a dog in Amanda's background.
There was a dog.
I started singing and the dog came. I don't know what that means about my singing.
He likes it when you sing.
Yeah, he likes it. Yeah, yeah. He
looked, or that it's so bad.
He loves it when you sing, Amanda. Come on, we all love you here. Even the dogs.
I had to mute myself so I could sing along.
There you go.
Yeah.
And not hurt people's ears.
Yeah,
it's okay. Maybe we'll get a, like do like a live show and allow you to sing for the people that come.
The only the people that are present.
Yeah, and we'll record it, put it online.
No.
No, we will not. We'll do that for our Patreon.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. Pay for that. Yeah, we got it.
If we get to that point,
that'll be Patreon. Awesome. If you have a Patreon, I'm not sure what to do. Oh yeah, hey, back to the song. Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
It sounds just like the original version with a different voice.
Right. Right. Okay.
Did not really impress me much.
Wow. Okay.
It don't impress me much there. Sorry, you all got a little thing in there.
There you go. That little snippet of a first thing.
Can I try in for you?
Yes. Okay, so when you heard this song over and over and over, you kind of expect him to, like, because the Unwell song changed it up a little bit. He added a little bit more extra flavor to it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Luke Combs sung it just as is. Like we said before, it didn't change anything about his song, which is great. I love it that he did that, you know. But I don't really dig it that much, to be able to be 100% honest with you. Yeah.
Okay.
So how about you?
Me? I absolutely love it. It gives me chills like when I listen to it. Because I love the original so much.
Yeah.
And knowing everything that we know now about how Luke Combs feels about the song. Mm-hmm. Plus, I have so much respect for Luke Combs. I think there's not a lot of country artists, like newer country artists that I like, but I do like Luke Combs. I love his ability to write songs. And I think he's a great performer. I think he checks off all the boxes for me that is so hard to check off when it comes to country music. So Luke Combs is one of those guys that I really respect and I like his music.
Yeah.
And knowing how he feels about Tracy Chapman, how he feels about the song itself, everything that we've learned about the song and the writing, and like what you pointed out, Amanda, like how the lyrics change up at the end. And it's more now like it's almost like we've come full circle. Like, yes, we did the things we said we were going to do, but the person that Tracy's with almost has the same tendencies that her dad had, right? Like, you know, this body's too old for working, talking about like, you know, implying that alcohol has taken over his life. Mm-hmm. And somebody's got to take care of him. But Tracy wants better than that. Like, I see that you're going down the road that my father went down, and you've got to make a decision now. Right. Like, I like the full circle. So knowing that, and like knowing Luke Combs' appreciation for the song and for Tracy Chapman, it like gives me chills when I listen to it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I love it. I love that male voice.
Yeah.
Singing it. I love the, it is very similar to the original, but got that, you know, country.
Yeah.
A little more than that pop folk. Folk.
Yeah.
Folk.
folk. And I mean, let me say that, like I said, the original Tracy Chapman version, that is truly part of like my, like coming of age, like time. I do love this version. And I love, more than anything, I love that there is a whole new group of fans that have now heard Tracy Chapman and her music. And and so I do love that about this song. But like, as James said, it is basically the original, just a different person singing it. But it's not like a karaoke cover, right? Like, it's not a karaoke version. It's very... And it's Luke Combs' voice. Like, that's, I mean, it's a song that whether Tracy Chapman wrote it or not, it sounds like Luke Combs. I don't know.
Okay. Well, this is where it gets really hard. And honestly, this is what I love about Cover Wars, because like, you really can't predict how it's going to go until you listen to them back to back, because it may change your opinion. Like, I love the Unwell cover. And I have for years. But honestly, I'll just go ahead and make my decision since I'm already elaborating about it. Again, love the Unwell version. I have for years, but like listening to the Luke Combs cover and everything I know about the song itself and about Luke Combs, I'm going to have to go with the Luke Combs version. The heart behind it, I feel like there's just, it's such a better story. I'm going with that.
Blake, do you want me or Amanda to go?
Because I think they're really, you know what? It is such a toss up. I'm gonna kick it to Amanda.
Okay.
So I would say I also really liked the Unwell version. I've got to take some points off for the music video. Not gonna lie, like that was
that did not help any at all.
And you know. This, I don't know if this is the you all out there in podcast world cannot see like dancing, but it's amazing.
Check out our YouTube video, y'all. It's great. I'll go post it tonight.
I'm sorry.
So I love the version of it, and I could totally like the Unwell version. I can totally see myself like in the car jamming out to it or whatever. But I have to say, I think there's something about one, the Luke Combs version. I love it. But again, like that, he gave us, like the world, as well as Tracy Chapman, a gift 25 years, you know, later, 35 years later.
Yeah.
Kind of a reminder that it's a story that like still hits. I mean, how many people do we know that marry someone like their parent that didn't treat them so great, or that are in a relationship that isn't great because of alcohol or whatever. And so I, as much as I love the Unwell version and I find it unique and different, I think that kind of like you, Blake, it's the, what it stands for and where it came from and the respect and the, bringing it back to us, but I've got to go with Luke Combs.
All right. So it doesn't matter what you say, James, because you lose. So you might as well.
Of course I do. Well, no, wait a minute. We have Jeffro. We got Jeff, so.
Jeff.
But the best we can do is a tie. And really.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know. But I think you'll know who I'm going for. The you know, from my last comment about Luke Combs. Sure. Although I do love his cover. Great, sure. Great cover. Sounds the same with a male voice instead of a female voice, which I love.
Right.
The reason why I'm going with Unreal is not for the video. We're going to cancel the video out. The video is crap. Take that to the bank. Unreal, you know, include all your band members. Come on now.
Yeah.
Right. But we're judging here on everything music wise, not video wise. So, yeah. Okay. They had a different version than what I expected, you know? I mean, it was pop punk, but it was pop punk to the fullest ability of it. And sure. I don't like the way that he sang that one verse screaming, it was different, you know?
Yeah.
And I do love different outcomes of covers. And that's right. Why I'm picking Unwell's version.
All right.
Well, like you said, it doesn't matter because Luke Combs won in this war. I guess it really it matters what Jeff would say, but if he agrees with me, it's going to be a tie anyway. So,
you sure about that? You sure that whatever Jeff, that's what I'm going to start calling him from now on. Whatever Jeff.
Yeah. Whatever Jeff.
Oh, whatever Jeff. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Whatever Jeff.
So, Luke Combs won, though. I mean, I totally respect that version. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm great. I'm the best Luke Combs fan alive. You know, but it's, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. So what do you guys think, though? Like,
Matter what we think. It matters what y'all think.
Yeah. Our opinions don't mean anything. Why don't you tell us what you think about it?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I am curious what other people out there think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about that? So now, as we have mentioned before in a previous episode, I'm stepping back from the mental health minute because it just seems like it's more appropriate and more, honestly, I think it'll be 10 times better if Amanda handles
mental health. I know about that, but.
Oh, heck yes. So we're going to toss it over to Amanda for our mental health.
Nice.
So I think you all know, and maybe listeners, and I know definitely people in my life know that I have ADHD, and it is a struggle sometimes to get things done. And when I say a struggle to get things done, I mean, sometimes I will just not do something that would take 5 minutes because it feels really overwhelming. So I'm going to talk about body doubling, which is something that is really amazing for someone that, especially with ADHD, it's just a friend or something, someone coming over and helping you with the task. Sometimes they don't even need to help, just being there to motivate you, be someone that you are accountable to. And for those of us with ADHD, when you can check something off your list or you get something hard, you know, taken care of, it gives you that dopamine hit that keeps you going. So yeah, this could be something as simple as doing dishes, cleaning the house, folding laundry, at work, getting a project done. And for me, I use body doubling in a co-working situation. I work by myself from home. So when I'm not with clients and I need to get out emails or do some content creation, things like that, I can get, you know, to a place where I, let's say I'm researching something and I go down a rabbit hole. And so all of a sudden it's 5 hours later and I now know how the Ming Dynasty came into power because I wanted to find out something about tea, or I don't know, it may not even be that directly of a correlation. But when I have somebody that I'm body doubling with, and particularly there's an app that I use called FocusMate, and it really does help you focus. You get on the computer and you're like, this is my goal for this session. Nice. And you may not complete the goal, but it helps you to stay on track because you're accountable to someone. And that is what body doubling does. So those of you with ADHD out there, or those of you that have friends or family members with ADHD, offer to body double. Just hang out while they are doing the thing that they're struggling with. And plus, you get to hang out and talk and have some fun and connect with each other. So that is like my thing about mental health right now, to get things done, lean on other people and ask for support, whatever that looks like in your world. So So shout out to all of my ADHD peeps out there, especially the women that were late diagnosed because we were quiet and sitting in the back and getting good grades and not causing problems. And now we're burnt out and perfectionist. So there you go. That's my mental health minute.
Thank you, Amanda. That was wonderful. I want to attest to that, because like yesterday, so I was off work yesterday, and I got a lot of things done around the house. One of the things that I really wanted to do was clean out my closet, which is something I've been putting off for months and months and months. Like t-shirts just thrown in there, shoved in there, it looked like a mess, right? So I was like, all right, I'm going to clean out my closet. I'm going to go through all of my clothes. I'm going to see like what doesn't fit, what I want to get rid of, what I want to put up in the attic and maybe save. Because I've gained some weight since I've been working from home. It's a much better work environment. I love my job, but I knew that it was probably going to come with some weight gain because I'm just confined to a desk in my house all day. So that is what happened. And I've, you know, put on a few pounds, some LBs, and like a lot of my shirts like don't fit anymore. So I kind of went through everything, and it was honestly very depressing. Like when I was going through, I was like, man, I can't fit in like any of these clothes anymore. And Allie was in there because we were watching Psych like together, like while we're doing that. Right. It's like a great comfort show. I was getting, Allie could tell I was getting frustrated like with some stuff. And I was like, good God, look at all these clothes I can't fit in. And she was like, I saw something on TikTok the other day that said, you are not supposed to fit your clothes. Your clothes are supposed to fit you. And I was like,
amen.
Wow. Okay. I like that. That is a good way of looking at it. So that helped tremendously. I have a whole new outlook on this whole thing. Just because I can't fit in some of my old shirts anymore doesn't mean a thing. Like it's just where I'm at currently. And take that with you. Yeah, absolutely. So
take that clothes.
Clothes are dumb.
Right.
Especially a reminder to you women out there, remember that women's sizing is some BS, that it is not standard from like maker to maker. And each designer has a weirdly different
sizing. Here's a question for you, Amanda. I've always thought that women's size and men's size didn't make sense, because how can we have a large, medium, and small? And women have like sizes like 2, 4, you know, I mean.
Well, you know, I think about, with, you know, but here's, like, I think the prime example, though, we do have like small, medium, large things. But
I mean,
when you think about like pants, for example, men, right? Like you're a 32 waist and a 34 inch inseam. Like that is standard, right? Sure. Like there's no, you can't fud 34 inches. Like it's 34 inches.
Right.
But you know, women's sizing, it's like there are, it tends to be, no, not always, some of the, for example, higher end designers, there's, they tend to run smaller, but then you get to, you know, the more affordable, fast fashion kind of designers, brands, and it's kind of vanity sizing, which is,
Right.
That like the actual size number. And something that I found out is that with those like fast fashion, they cut lots of the fabric at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so the top piece of fabric often gets stretched when they're cutting. So the top piece can have like an extra quarter of an inch on each side, even though it's the same size. So even like in the same store, a size 10, you know, like two pairs of 10 could fit differently. So like, here's what I'm gonna say, screw the size, don't look at it. Just like what fits you, what feels good, that is what you should wear, because who cares what the number on the tag is if you feel good in it and it looks good. No, you were confident.
Because I looked at that. I'm like, who the hell is a size zero? Don't you have to be dead? Where? You know, I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, like, are you,
right?
There's even double zeros out there. Like, do you exist? Yeah. Are you in, are you a human being? I don't know.
Yeah, like, I'm like, well, okay, what I don't understand
is. And like, I think that too, exactly. And I know we're going on tangent here, but there's that, you know, lots of models are in that size 2-4 range.
Yeah.
And the average woman, I think, is a size 14 or 16 in the United States.
Right.
And so if you are comparing yourself to a model, and often clothes are designed with that model body in mind, and I do not have a model body. I have curves and like, so there are shirts that don't fit me like they would models and pants and dresses. So I'm just, what do I like? This? Okay, that's what I'm going to wear. I've stopped caring.
How you do it? That's what I'm trying to get to now. And I, you know, I love that Allie pointed that out to me. It was a big deal. So how about that? Double whammy for a mental health minute. Bam, bam.
How about so with that said, like what you like, listen to the music you like, wear the clothes you like. There's no right or wrong about it, you know?
Preach, brother.
You do you.
You do you.
Talking to you, Blake. Talking to
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Yes, oh, I will.
Talking to me, too.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Awesome. Great episode. So fun. What a good one.
You got anything else?
That's it.
Awesome. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening to this.
Yes. Amen. Sorry, I got distracted. If you'd like to follow the show, yes. If you'd like to follow the show on social media, we're on Facebook, Twitter, or X, whatever it is, Instagram, and the TikTok, as we have referenced numerous times today. Just search for When Words Fail, Music Speaks Podcast, and give us a follow.
Yes. I'm just copying. So would you like to be on our show if you're a musician? Please reach out to us at james@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Amanda Dolan, that's D-O-L-I-N. I don't know why I do that. People can spell. That just sounds better to me. Amanda Dolan at whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Or Bros Lee, you can email him at blake@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Or you can message us on any of the social sites Blake mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And yes. Oh, wait, was that what I was supposed to do? Yes. Okay. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can watch interviews, music video reactions, vinyl showcases, and more. You can find us at youtube.com/whenwordsfailmusicspeaks. By the way, all the dogs came running when I yelled yes. Be sure to turn on the notification bell so you can be notified when new videos are uploaded. And if you are currently watching this or any other video on YouTube, please flop. Right? That like button.
Love it.
Nice. yes. No, I'm just playing. For all of these links to find out more about us or to buy some of our merchandise, which Amanda and Blake are getting together maybe.
Putting our heads together, man. We're trying to come up with some stuff.
Nice. Yeah, please visit the website www.whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com.
And if you don't mind checking out my other podcast, it's called South Carolina Spook Show. It's all about true crime, paranormal stories from the state of South Carolina. I've got an episode in the works, and I hope to have it out either tonight as of the time of this recording or this weekend. So we'll see how that happened. And it's about Amelia Earhart, not Amelia
Earnhart.
Bill Earnhardt did not fly, I don't think.
That we know of.
Oh, I mean, well.
I'm sure he was on a plane, but I mean, he wasn't the pilot.
I don't know. I think there's some, that he may have flown in that car, you know,
Listen, Dale Earnhardt might be responsible for Amelia Earhart's disappearance. We don't know.
We don't know.
But why don't you listen to the newest episode of South Carolina Spook Show to find out?
Yes.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. And I am working on some stuff for the Mental Society podcast, but also the website, thementalsociety.com, has some really great resources where you can find help. for anything or more resources, information, if you are helping someone that is going through something. And you know what? I'm going to hold myself accountable right here. It is currently March 2nd. So I'm going to release something on March 11th. That's a Monday, right? I'm putting that, like, I am going to be held accountable that there will be some new stuff on the podcast.
Yeah.
On that Monday in a week. So yeah, you'll hold me accountable.
Okay.
Get that body double thing going.
Yeah.
We'll text you every day.
I know you all will too.
Amanda, did you do it? You're gonna be you'll be tired of us.
I know, which is why we're gonna have to do it, because it'll it's the body double like accountability thing. There we go.
Right. If nobody else has anything to tell our good people listening, thank you again for listening to the show, and always remember.
When words fail.
Come on now.
Amanda's words failed her. Failed her big time. Let's try it again.
And always remember.
When words fail.
Music speaks.
That's a little bit better. Come on now.
Yes. All right. Bye, guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.